Hi, and welcome to this bit of a play around with switch control on the iPhone. And for this demo, what I'm basically going to do is show you how I initially went around setting it up. And then I'm going to show you two switches that I've got set up here. They're two physical switches that plug into a hook device, which then in turn plugs into my Lightning connector on my iPhone 8 Plus here. So the hook itself is basically a 4-port, 3.5mm port device. And of course, there's a cable coming from each of the switches that plug into one of those 3.5mm ports. And of course, I've got two empty at the moment because I'm just using two switches. Now, what I'm not going to do is plug them in initially, because as soon as I plug it in, it'll turn VoiceOver off, which is what I use, and then the switches will be active. So first of all, I'm just going to show you what I did and some of the options you can turn on and off when you first set it up. And just a note, I'm actually going to be using the switches under manual control, not automatic scanning, because that gives me, as a speech user primarily, more control over the iPhone experience. All right, so let me first of all ask good old Siri here to go into accessibility settings. Open accessibility settings.
Let's take a look at the accessibility settings.
Okay, and we're in accessibility settings, and of course I'm currently still using VoiceOver. I'm going to flick down to switch control.
Accessibility, vision, VoiceOver, zoom, magnify, display, speech, larger tap, bold tap, button shape, increase, reduce, on slash, interaction, reachability, double tap, switch control, assistant touch, switch control.
There we off, go, switch control is currently off. I double tap on that.
Selected, accessibility, back button.
And flick to the right.
Switch control, heading, switch control. Dimmed. Off.
And you can tell it's currently off. Now that would be active if I had the switches turned on, i.e. plug in the hook device to the Lightning connector. But as I said, you actually can't use VoiceOver and switch control at the same time. They're two independent systems. So flick to the right again.
Switch control allows you to use your iPhone by sequentially highlighting items on the screen that can be activated through an adaptive accessory.
And it discusses what or describes what switch control is.
Switches. Five button.
And I've currently got five switches set up. So keep in mind, because each switch has a different option you can click or you can hold on the ones that I'm currently using. And the other switch that I've got is I've got it set up so I can also use the iPhone screen as a switch. So because I've got two switch controls per physical switch, so 2 plus 2 for the physical switches is 4, and one for the screen makes 5 switches in total that I've currently got set up.
Recipes. 2 button.
And then we've got recipes. The default is 2 recipes. Recipes are basically a way of, if you like, scripting a switch to perform other actions than its default action to give you a bit more functionality, like turning pages in a book, for example.
Scanning style, manual, button.
Scanning style, I've currently got this set to manual, as I said in the beginning, to give me more control over the iPhone so I can go item by item rather than running things to scan around on the screen and select them.
Timing, heading.
Timing.
Auto hide, 15s, button.
So that's auto hide, 15 seconds.
Move repeat, off, button.
Move repeat, I've currently got that turned off.
Long press, 0.5s, button.
Long press is 0.5 seconds.
Tap behavior, auto tap, button.
Tap behavior is auto tap. Now, some of these I've changed and some of them I've left as the default value.
Focused item after tap, first. Button.
Focused item after tap is first.
Keyboard, heading.
Keyboard's next heading.
Scan same key after tap, on.
Scan same key after tap is on.
Always tap keyboard keys, on.
Always tap keyboard keys.
Extended predictions, off.
Extended predictions, off.
Switch stabilization, heading.
Switch stabilization is the next heading.
Hold duration, off. Button.
Hold duration, off.
Ignore repeat, off. Button.
Ignore repeat, off.
Point scanning. Heading.
Point scanning is the next heading.
High pointer precision, off.
Higher pointer precision, off.
Gliding cursor speed, 31, button.
Gliding cursor speed, and I've left that one at a default 31 value.
Audio, heading.
Next one is the audio heading.
Sound effects, on.
And sound effects are on, so it clicks when you're moving through the screens.
Speech, on, button.
And of course, as a primarily speech user using VoiceOver, I've got speech turned on. So when I'm moving across controls on the screen, I'm getting speech feedback.
Menu items, button.
Menu items. Now in here, you can select which items will be viewed when you access the menu via one of the switches. So for example, on my left switch here, my physical one, my long press on the switch, so I'm holding the switch in for about, 0.5 seconds to bring up the, what they call the scanning menu.
Group items, off.
Group items I've currently got turned off, otherwise I'm going to get things being grouped all into one single block all the time, which drives me nuts as a speech user.
Groups items for faster navigation.
So, groups items for faster navigation, which it would if I could see what's happening on the screen.
Visual, heading.
Visual is next heading.
Large cursor, off.
Large cursor is currently off. Now, I would have that turned on, particularly for a low vision user.
Cursor color, blue.
Cursor button. Color to make the cursor easier to see.
Save gestures, none.
Save gestures. Now, I did try and use that option, but unfortunately it conflicts with VoiceOver at the moment.
Save gestures. None.
And that's it for the screen. So let me just go back. And I want to show you two main things.
Long move rip auto type scan rest switch control allows you to use your iPhone switches. Five.
Okay, and I want to go back to switch control where it said five. So I'm gonna double tap on that.
Switch control.
And if I flick to the right
switches, heading, edit, button.
And this is where I initially set up both switches.
Switches, heading.
So switches is the heading.
Full screen, multiple actions, button. Actions available.
So that's using the screen as a switch, i.e. you don't need any physical switches plugged into the actual iPhone.
Switch one, multiple actions.
So I've got button. Switch one.
Actions available.
And
switch two, multiple
switch
actions.
Two that I've already button. Set up. Flick
actions.
Back.
Switch one.
Let's have multiple a look what actions. I've set up for switch button. One. Now, just as a trick for VoiceOver users, what I did initially was to get the switches recognized by the iPhone, I just plugged them in. So it brought up switch one, and then I plugged in the other one to the hook device, and it came up a switch two. And of course, at that time, VoiceOver was turned off because I was using switch control. Then I pulled out the hook, and then I re-enabled VoiceOver. And then I could go in and edit the switches. So that's basically how you get around the fact that when the switches are plugged in, VoiceOver's off automatically. Right, so let me double tap on that. Switch one.
Switches. Back. Switch settings. Heading. Name. Switch one.
So name is switch one.
Type. MFI.
Type is MFI, as in made for iPhone.
Actions. Heading.
Now here's the actions for the actual switch control itself.
Default. Move to previous item.
So my default, as in tapping on the switch, is hitting it like this, is to move to the previous item. If I flick to the right,
long press, scanner menu, button.
My long press is that scanner menu that I mentioned previously in the main screen, where I said you have options in there to turn it on and off depending on what you want to get access via the scanning menu to give you more functionality over your device, Siri, etc. Okay, now if I want to change one of these options, so if I flick back to the left,
default. Move to previous item.
So my button. Default, remember I said, was the go to previous item. So double tap on that.
Switch settings.
Now flick back to the right.
Actions. Heading.
These are all the actions that I've got.
Choose a switch action.
Choose a switch action.
Scanner. Heading.
Scanner.
Select heading. Item.
Select item.
Scanner menu.
Scanner menu.
Resume auto scanning.
Resume auto scanning.
Move to next item.
Move to next item.
Selected. Move to previous item.
Move to previous item, which you can tell I've currently selected because VoiceOver said selected.
Stop scanning.
Stop scanning.
System. Heading.
System is the heading.
Tap.
Tap.
App switcher.
App switcher.
Home button.
Home button.
Notifications.
Notifications.
Control center.
Control center.
Decrease volume.
Decrease volume.
Increase volume.
Etc, etc. I'm not going to go through the whole lot. So I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to come back out.
Default. Move to previous item. Button.
Okay, so that's switch one. So my default on switch one is to go to the previous item, and the long press is to bring up the scanner menu. And then switch two, my default action is to go to the next item on the screen when I press the switch. And my long press, if I hold it down for 0.5 seconds, is to select the item. And of course, if I had another two physical switches installed, then I'd be able to assign more default and long press values to those physical switches as well. Right, so let me just do a two-finger scrub
switch
to come back
control.
Out.
Back button.
And two-finger scrub again.
Accessibility. Back button.
Let me just go to the bottom of the screen.
Save gestures.
And
none.
Flick back to
button.
The left.
Cursor color. Large cursor. Visual. Groups item. Group item. Menu items. Button.
And let me double tap on menu.
Switch control. Back button.
Now remember, this is the menu that you get, in my case, when I long press on switch one to bring up the scanner menu. So I flick to the right.
Menu items. Heading.
The menu items is the heading.
Top level. Button.
That's top level button.
Gestures. Button.
Gestures.
Device. Button.
Device.
Settings.
Button. Settings.
Media controls.
Media controls.
For each of these menus, you can choose which items to include and the order in which they appear.
Okay, so for each of these items, you can choose different selections. So let me flip back to the left.
Media control settings, device.
Button. And let me tap on device, for example.
Selected menu items, device. Show all items, button.
So this is to show all items or.
Selected Siri.
So I've got Siri selected.
Reorder Siri.
And of course, button. You can move it by double tapping and holding it to move it.
Selected multitasking.
I've got multitasking selected.
Reorder multi selected. Notifications.
Notifications is selected.
Selected. Control center.
Control center.
Selected. Lock screen.
I've got lock screen.
Rotate screen.
And I haven't got rotate screen selected.
Reorder mute.
Haven't got mute selected.
Reorder selected. Volume up slash down.
Volume up slash down is selected.
Reorder selected. Accessibility shortcut.
Accessibility is selected.
Reorder selected.
And so on. So we touch the top of the screen.
Menu items. Back button.
Let's go back.
Device. Button.
And let me just go to the top button. Level button.
Menu items.
And if I flip back to the right.
Top level. Heading. Show all items. Button selected. Home.
So I've got home selected, as in if I click on that button with the switch in the top level menu, I'm going to go home.
Reorder home. Gestures.
Now, because I'm not using any gestures, I haven't got that selected.
Reorder selected. Escape.
I've got escape selected.
Reorder selected. Dictation.
I've got dictation selected, so I can dictate into edit fields.
Reorder selected. Media controls.
I've got media controls selected.
Reorder selected. Device.
I've got device selected.
Reorder increment slash decrement.
I've got increment unselected.
Reorder element specific actions.
Element specific actions unselected.
Editing operations.
Editing operations, etc., etc. So again, I'm not going to go through the whole list. So let me just do a two-finger scrub to come out.
Top level button.
Two-finger scrub again.
Accessibility.
What I mainly did with this system was I set up the switches for the left, right, scanning and selection. I accessed the menu to check which items I wanted or select which items I wanted on and off. And of course, I turned on the sound effects for clicking and also speech output. And of course, I'm doing manual scanning, not auto scanning. So primarily, they were the main changes I made to that system. So I'm just going to press my home button on my phone here to go back to my home screen. So as I said at the beginning, I've got two physical switches that are plugged into 3.5 mm ports on a hook device that in turn plugs into the Lightning connector on my iPhone. And these switches that I'm currently using are probably between, and they're round of course, probably between the size of a tea saucer and a butter plate. So they're fairly large switches, and they're actually called large switches. And of course, if I press on them, that's what they sound like. And of course, I can hold it in like this, and that's what I would do for a long press. All right, now what's going to happen is as soon as I plug in the switch, it's going to turn off VoiceOver and I'll be using switch control. Okay, so let me just grab the Lightning cable here and I'm plugging it into my iPhone right now.
VoiceOver off.
And that was me accidentally touching the button. Okay, so it said VoiceOver off and you heard it speak because I've got speech enabled. So I press on the right hand switch.
Calendar, Monday, the 29th of January, one new notification. Photos, camera, maps.
So photos, maps, camera,
stocks,
clock,
8:58 a.m.
clock.
Weather,
news,
etc.
And if news. I press my left switch, news,
weather,
clock,
clock,
sorry, stocks,
maps,
camera,
photos,
etc. So literally I'm flicking left and right if I was using VoiceOver. Instead I'm going item by item, left and right using the switches. And of course if I wanted to activate one, let me just press my right switch here.
Photos, camera, maps, stocks, clock, 8:58 a.m. weather.
I want to access weather. I'm going to do a long press on my right switch because that's what actually activates the select item.
Mirror. Mirror. Partly cloudy. 23 degrees. Monday. Mostly clear. High
28.
Low 21.
Okay, so it read out the main weather information for me. And I won't show you here, but I can access the scanning menu by doing a long press on my left switch to access the scanning menu and have it also speak the screen. Or, of course, I could also activate Siri and ask Siri to also speak the screen because I've got speak screen enabled in accessibility settings under speech. To go back to the home screen, I'm going to activate the long press on my left switch because that brings up my scanner menu.
Home.
And the first option was home. And I'm going to do a long press on my right switch. and I've gone back to my main home screen, and I'm back at the first item on the screen. So if I wanted to get back to weather, here it is. All right, so let me show you using an app with the Switch. Now, keep in mind that this is speech output via Switch, so it's not always going to read as much or not much at all to do with what VoiceOver does. However, it's enough to get you going, particularly if you use Speak Screen. So, for example, if I wanted to listen to a book on the Vision Australia Connect app for the Vision Australia Library, let me just activate VA Connect with Siri first, because it just saves a bit of time. Or I could actually go through the menu, access device, and click on Siri to do exactly the same thing that I'm going to do with my voice. Hey Siri, open VA Connect.
Hey Siri. In progress, one.
So it just clicked a few times. Let me just press my right switch.
Okay,
now remember, I'm not getting any extra speech here, so that okay was probably a message coming up on the system. So I'm going to long press the selected on my right switch.
Point mode. Bookshelf.
Okay, here we are on bookshelf.
Add books.
Add books.
More. Sabriel.next downloaded.
Sabriel Garth Nix is downloaded. Lyrical Daughter of the Clare is downloaded. Abhorson Garth Nix is downloaded. Porn of Prophecy by David Eddings, etc., etc. So let me just go to The Swords of Night and Day by David Gemmell. And I'm going to select that by doing a long press on my right switch. Okay, now let's try. So we can tell I'm in the book because I've got Swords of Night and Day contents.
About
this Daisy book.
Chapter.
Player settings.
Previous chapter.
Next chapter.
Play.
And there's the play button. Play button. Let me do a long press on my right switch.
This audiobook is brought to you by the Vision Australia Information and Library Service. Note that it has been converted from a pre-existing recording. It has been structured.
And yes, the audio quality of some of these books isn't fantastic. That's what the actual audio sounds like. So I can go the previous item on the screen, or the next item, sorry. And it's just cycled around back to the top.
This work is copyrighted 2004. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by WF Howes Limited. 1,000 years after they fell in battle.
Okay, so I'm on the pause button, so I do a long press. Okay, it stopped. Now it's gone back to bookshelf, I think. Let me just do a right press on my right switch. Yep. Okay, I'll do a long press on play again. Now, I'm sure I can actually make that stay on the same item by changing some options under Switch Control. But for the moment, because these applications that I'm currently using are not that busy, I don't mind just using the Switch to go through the different options. So let's go to the next chapter. Long press. Right switch.
Prologue. The sun was warm in a blue sky.
Yeah.
Go
on, press right switch.
Chapter 1. First, there was darkness, complete and absolute. No sounds to disconcert him, no conscious thoughts to concern him. Then came awareness of darkness, and everything changed. He felt a pressure against his back and legs, and a gentle thudding in his chest. Fear touched him.
Okay, so there we go. Wow. Here's to...
chatter. Play settings. Previous chatter. Next chatter. Pause.
Long press. Right switch.
Bookshelf.
And there we go. Okay, so let me do a long press back on bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
So my right switch. So I want to go home, so I'm going to do a long press on my left switch.
Home.
Bring up my scanner menu and do a long press on my right switch to select it. Now, just a final note on Speak Screen. Remember I said that I can get enough out of speech using the switches left and right, scanner menu and the select menu to navigate the operating system and apps. reading text, of course, is not going to be gone over too well by just using previous and next item. So Speak Screen will allow me to read, you know, the whole weather page, for example, an email and so on. Now, what I've found at the moment, and I'll have to do more playing with this, is that while I can start Speak Screen from reading the screen, so what I can do is do a long press on Switch 1, then I've got it set up for the scanning menu, choose Devices, choose Speak Screen, and it'll start speaking the screen to me. The problem is I haven't found a way of stopping the Speak Screen from speaking the screen. So I've either got to wait for it to stop or re-enable VoiceOver and then go back to the Speak Screen control at the top of the screen and just use my normal VoiceOver gestures to stop it. So I won't do this in my demo because I'm going to have a hell of a time trying to stop it, as I just said. So basically, that's what I've initially done with being able to use physical switches plugged into what the device is called a hook plus switch that goes into the lightning port with four ports to plug in up to four physical switches. And as I said, I set up the switches without having the switches activated. I just ran VoiceOver, which deactivated the switch control. And by the way, of course, as I said in the beginning, if you activate the switch control, it'll turn off VoiceOver conversely. And then I went through and I edited switch 1 and switch 2 to do both the tap and the long press for both. And just as a reminder, my tap on my left switch was to go to previous item, long press was for the scanner menu. That's my phone just locking. And my right switch, the tap was to select an item, and the long press, holding the switch down, was to activate an item. And of course, if I want to re-enable VoiceOver, hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver.
Okay, I turned on VoiceOver.
Which now means I should now be able to just flick.
Listen.
Yep, that's normal Siri VoiceOver.
Calendar, photos.
Yep, that's normal VoiceOver gestures happening then. And of course, if I pull out the hook and re-plug it back in, it'll reactivate switch control. Or if I just hit one of my switches.
VoiceOver off.
I've got
calendar, Monday, photos,
switch control back. So there we go. That's a bit of a play around with physical switch control. I am getting another switch which runs via Bluetooth later on to play with. And I also want to show you in another podcast controlling another iOS device, in this case my iPad Pro, with switches plugged into just one device. So from my iPhone, for example, I can control my iPad. And I can, and it sort of works, control my Apple TV by the switch that I'm still using on my iPhone. And if it did work, which it doesn't, I could also control my Mac via the switches. But unfortunately, switch control on the Mac doesn't really work if you're completely blind and relying on speech output. So I'll leave that for another podcast. But yes, it does indeed work. And if you want to have a play for yourself, you can go into Menu. Go to Devices, and then in Devices, there's an option that says Other Devices. It will then scan for your other devices, and you can click on them, such as David's iPad Pro here at home that I would do. And then you literally are using the switch that was on your local device with the remote device, i.e. my iPad Pro in my case. And it's as if you were using a switch which was attached to that device. So for people that need flexibility in multiple devices, it's a really good deal indeed to be able to use one physical switch, you know, a couple of physical switches on multiple devices when you've just got the items plugged into one device. But anyway, that'll do me for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.